Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
It is really tough because that's a lot of what our free time is spent on right now. Yeah. is Grand Theft Auto. I mean, as is just about everybody else's.
Yeah, that's free not time like with. A strange thing.
And I spend a lot of time just exploring. I've spent a lot of time hunting.
Oh yeah.
I don't believe you've done the hunting yet, because when I look at my placement on the leaderboards, you are not on there under friends.
I did the initial thing with Cletus.
Yeah.
But I haven't done hunting after that.
Yeah, you gotta do the other one, because you get pretty good money for it.
Really?
Yeah. I also finally dropped off some hitchhikers as Trevor. You have to do it. But dropped off some hitchhikers to the cult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've done like different sort of giving people rides as Trevor, but I haven't encountered the cult yet.
When you do it, the cult icon comes up somewhere, and then you can just drive them there. And then.
So you just pick people up and bring them to the cult?
Yeah, like a guy. You know what I'm curious about? I actually finally found a hooker the other day.
Oh, I did too.
I'm wondering if as Trevor I can pick up a hooker and then just drive her to the cult place. If it'll give me that option.
That would be awesome.
Because I dropped off two people, I made $2,000. That's not a bad deal.
No, it's not really.
Even if it's $1,000 a person, I just keep picking up hookers. I mean, really, who's gonna miss them?
No one. They're, you know.
Although it'd be really awesome if there was a thing in the game where if you did do that, like their pimp then came after you in the story.
That would be kind of cool.
So you had to call like Franklin and Michael and be like, there's this pimp after me. And the pimp is voiced by Harvey Keitel.
That would also be very good. A little more movie homage.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff though in there, and I just keep messing around. I'm trying to think of the last mission that I actually did. I did some of the side stuff, but
yeah, I finished up the getting the stuff for Barry, the weed guy.
Oh yeah.
I also, what else did I do today?
Did you get the celebrity stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah, I did some of that. I stole the guy's like pants from while he was in the pool or whatever. That was pretty good. I also today I was doing a bunch of missions with out in the desert today, staking out the bank up in up on the northern part of the map for robbery.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh yeah,
I have to do the heist for. Like the FIB still. The one where you buy the masks for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did that not too long ago. You're not that far behind me for that.
I think I actually took like a day off this week and was just like, I'm not going to play it that much.
Yeah. Rob's already beat the main game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But see, he also
has a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I want to savor it, though.
Yeah, I have you done anything with the? Oh no, you probably with the guy Devin, the prick, the rich guy. Have you done anything with him? He's an asshole.
I feel like I've met Devin.
He's got like a house up in the hills, and he says that he tells Michael that he's gonna get him in touch with like a Hollywood producer and stuff. Who have also met that guy, and that guy rules.
Actually, no, I haven't. Is he a Strangers and Freaks mission?
No.
Okay, I haven't met him yet.
No, he ends up being like, you meet him at the end of like one of the FIB missions.
Okay.
And then it opens up a whole new line of shit to do.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't hit that yet.
Yeah.
So, Well, I'll probably, after we finish recording. Well, actually, no, after we finish recording, I'm probably going to watch the last Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll probably play some Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I might think about getting something to eat, and then I'm going to play some Grand Theft Auto.
Mm. Now, you're not all caught up, right? You're still,
No, not even close.
You're still chilling at, like, the beginning of the season or season four?
No, not even. I'm way, way behind.
Have you met Gus Fring, at least?
No.
You haven't met the chicken guy?
No.
Oh, you're way behind. All right.
Yeah, not even close. It's not even worth it. Not for me to not watch, but to try and discuss new happenings with me, because I won't even know.
Well, here's a new happening that's related to the first season, which we can talk about. I just saw this on Twitter. Miley Cyrus slams Breaking Bad, and this quote is, "The coughing is driving me crazy."
The coughing?
Yeah. The singer says she's only partway through the first season, but isn't loving the Emmy-winning show. This is her quote. "In every bad situation, how does he get out? He just starts coughing." While millions of Breaking Bad fans are anxiously awaiting the series finale, Miley Cyrus is not one of them. The controversial singer-actress recently... I was going to say actress, but then, yeah, she had a whole TV show, so...
Yeah.
Minor detail. That she's in the middle of watching the first season... which ends tonight. Breaking Bad, I just got into, but I haven't been able to keep up with it as much. Said as picked up by Rolling Stone's sister publication, Us Weekly. "There's just a lot of him coughing. I'm in the first season, and the coughing is driving me crazy." That's just a weird quote. The coughing is driving me crazy. I can't get through it. Somebody get him a lozenge. He needs a lozenge.
Just really just like to complain, I guess.
The show centers on Walter White, blah. Oh, like how they gave a little rundown. After, like, "We get it, you're dying," Cyrus said. "Do you really need a whole 2-minute scene of another cough attack? It's too much. In every bad situation, as we get out, he just starts coughing."
Well, clearly she's got a very good grasp on what's going on.
So, yeah. If you are, so let's put it this way. If you're ever choking, don't do it around Miley Cyrus. We get it. You're choking, okay? That's fine.
I'm just going to tell you to get the fuck out.
Just enough with it, okay? We get it.
What a jerk.
I have a new theory about what's going on with her. What's his face? Dance into the 50s or with the workout guy. What's his fucking name? Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
He was on TV. I think I saw it on The Soup. And he was like, "I just feel so bad because she's just clearly looking for attention. She's just clearly saying, 'Daddy, love me. Please love me.'" And I, first of all, I don't know why Richard Simmons is a commentator on this.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I don't think he's right. I don't think she's looking for attention. I think she's just going through, like, a crisis. Like, an identity crisis.
Think so?
I think so, because, like, she's made such a 180 from being Hannah Montana to what she is now. I think she's just rebelling and tired of people telling her, like, how they want her to be, how they think she should be. So she's just, because how old is she? She's, what, early 20s, maybe? 20, maybe? 21?
Yeah, I would say 20.
20. Okay, yeah, she's 20. So she's got to be, like, I mean, she's got to be going through that phase where she's trying to figure out who she is. So I think she's just trying to define herself, but she also has people that think of her a certain way and whatever. So she's trying to rebel against that. And now she's just going to an extreme.
Yeah, but she probably also likes the attention she's getting, you know?
Oh, well, that's true, but I don't think it's...
It didn't start out that way.
I don't think it's necessarily the cry for help everybody says that it is. I think as long as she stays not a huge drug addict, I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, it's not a big deal as long as she's not like really abusing substances or whatnot.
She's literally at the point net right now where she could either become Lindsay Lohan or I'm trying to think of what the other end would be. I don't know. Maybe like a Robert Downey Jr. kind of go. He went super nuts, but like
yeah, he did.
You know, go a little nuts and then have a good you know. Career resurgence once she kind of sorts herself out.
Yeah. I mean, if she goes that far off the path.
Well, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is a bad example. Because my point is she's kind of going nuts, but she doesn't have to. Is that Cosmo?
Yeah.
He does not like Miley Cyrus.
No. Cosmo. Someone's coming in.
Okay.
Someone's at the door.
He thinks it might be Miley Cyrus. He's like, she wants a fucking hug. I'll give her a hug with my mouth on her neck.
Cosmo, calm yourself. He's all jammed up.
So is Miley Cyrus, from what I hear. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I think she's... Moral of the story is I think she's just trying to figure out who she is. But Richard Simmons, who apparently is an expert on shit, is really thinking that he wants to give her a hug, I think.
Which I didn't realize weird, he was still alive.
Yeah, he is. He's gotta be super old, right?
I would think. He's probably gotta be like in his 70s or so.
This is a really dumb question, but Richard Simmons, has he ever actually come out as being gay?
I don't know. I mean, he is. I don't know if he ever really had to. Like, I think everyone just kind of knew.
Like, I feel like he's either gay or he considers himself asexual.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Kind of like Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn.
The guy from Project Runway.
Oh, okay. Let me see here.
Let's see. Personality. Personal life, personality. Simmons is noted for his flamboyant, high-energy, motivational demeanor, an attribute he uses to help encourage people to lose weight. His high energy level is always featured in his workout videos. His trademark attire is candy-striped dolphin shorts and tank tops decorated with Swarovski crystals. Simmons is known for interacting at a personal level with people using his products. This began by personally answering fan mail he received as a cast member of General Hospital. What? He was on General Hospital?
I had no idea.
Wait, side note here. I was just skimming through. There is somewhere out there is a vinyl record of Richard Simmons called Reach.
And is it like a workout thing or?
I don't know. Okay, let's hang on. Let's stay focused here. Let's come back to that. Simmons still personally answers emails and letters and makes hundreds of phone calls each week to those who seek his help. He also talked to people on air during his radio show and holds weekly live chats in the clubhouse area of his website. His appearances also include a meet and greet time so that people can speak to him one-on-one. Simmons claims to have few friends, saying, "I don't have a lot to offer one person. I have a lot to offer to a lot of people." Aside from his 3 Dalmatians and 2 maids, Simmons lives alone in Beverly Hills. Although frequent speculation persists about his sexual orientation due to his campy personality, Simmons has never publicly discussed his sexuality. Wait, so does he live with 2 maids?
I guess so. And his Dalmatians.
I'm really hooked on the maid thing, though.
Why?
I don't. I think it's just weird. Like,
you think it's just weird that they live there?
If he has two live-in maids, I think that's weird. Like, is he just going around, like, dropping shit on the floor and they're just following him around, picking him up?
So you figure that they should be able to probably leave and then come back, you know, in the morning to attend to their maid duty. You know, because it's not like it's the 1700s where you have to have, like, the maid's quarters.
Yeah, like, is he really making that much of a mess? Or does he really need, like, the two? I mean, okay, I guess does he really need two?
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't know how big his house is, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
He's 65, by the way.
It's pretty old.
Let's see. Richard Simmons, what I said was Reach?
Reach, yeah.
Well, here's somebody selling it on Amazon. It has 4 5-star reviews. I had this album. I taped it and use it for workouts at home. It is great. I am fit and able to do more and get in shape with this album. I have it on a tape since it came out. I save the album inserts as the guide for each exercise.
Oh, yeah.
This is not simple. It is a really great workout. I have seen more, heard more, but none are similar to this. Some who have it on vinyl should try making tapes to sell this entire album. Sell a lot instead of asking outrageous prices. I'll locate mine and copy it to help others who want this. Sell more at a great price with album instructions.
Yeah, well, I don't think that that is legal. I don't think you could just take something that's copywritten, make copies, and then sell it, sir.
This workout is the best workout I've ever done. The hokey songs are very inspirational and really get into your mind, so you find yourself humming them, which helps inspire even more.
Yeah, I don't know how good that sounds.
So I guess it's basically just an audio version of his tapes, where they play the music, and then you hear him going, okay, ready.
Let's go, everybody.
Come on, two more. I'll just feel it. Do you remember the infomercials for Richard Simmons' Deal-A-Meal?
Deal-A-Meal?
Deal-A-Meal.
No.
I just remember that. Let's see. Is it on this page? I don't know. Let me look up Deal-A-Meal. Okay. One website talking about Deal-A-Meal, though, is 3fatchicks.com.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite websites.
Deal-A-Meal, as far as I remember, and it doesn't look like it has, like, an easy-to-reference Wikipedia page, but it was like, you got this whole kit, and there was, like, I want to say it was, like, little things that you could, like, slide and, like, count how many grains you had or fruits or vegetables, like, in that day, in, like, glasses of water and stuff, and it came with all these cards to explain, like, the differences between them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was basically to help you count, like, calories and stuff.
So, it's kind of like Weight Watchers with the point system before the point system.
Yeah, it was, like, it was a lot different. Deal-A-Meal, I think, was actually, like, cards, and then there was, like, I think Deal-A-Meal was like a deck of cards that you had.
Yeah.
And then there was also I think what I'm thinking of is actually the food mover, it looks like.
The food mover.
The food mover, because the food mover was just like a plastic case that you could open up and you could just slide the things across and like unveil. Like it was almost like a little advent calendar. Like you just slide this little plastic thing across and you're like, oh, I had my fat for today.
Huh.
But it was somehow supposed to help you, like, you know, lose weight along with exercise and stuff to, you know, stupid songs.
I had no idea. I never heard of these things.
I wish I could explain it, but I just remember that he talked about Deal-A-Meal a lot. And it was like an infomercial where they're like, oh, deal a meal. Look at what you can do. And then there were obviously the testimonials where women were like, yeah, I really did lose a lot. He yeah. still does it.
He still does deal a meal?
Yeah. Okay, here. What is Richard Simmons' food mover? What is a food mover, Richard? You have no idea how many times I hear that question. So let me introduce you to my food mover. As many of you know, I grew up... let's just skip it. Although, actually, I didn't know that he grew up in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess a lot of us didn't know. And then he just lists a lot of,
Well, I just... Now, to be honest, I just read that.
Okay.
When I looked at the Wikipedia, I didn't actually know that.
Okay, his parents were both fantastic cooks. I was 200 pounds by the 8th grade. And 268 pounds by the time I graduated from high school. But what I didn't know was how to eat properly. Losing weight is not about punishing yourself or giving up all the foods you love. It's about learning to balance things in your daily life and learning to be accountable, Greg.
Oh.
Okay, you already know how I finally learned to enjoy my exercising. I danced to music I loved. And that turned into my DVD workouts that I share with you now. Like Sweatin' to the Oldies and Party Off the Pounds.
Sweatin' to the Oldies and Party Off the Pounds.
Richard Simmons' exercise titles are almost like porn titles.
Yeah, there's little plays on words.
They're just stupid spin-offs of other titles, basically.
Party Off the Pounds.
Because I guarantee there's a porn title called, like, Party of the Pounds or something, where it's all, like, plus-size threesomes and shit.
Oh, you think so?
I would almost guarantee that there is one.
Some plus-size threesomes?
Yeah, Party of the Pounds. I'm probably going to regret this, but you know what? I'm going to look it up. Party yeah. of the Pounds.
You're going to come up with something really weird. It's not even going to be porno.
No, Party of the Pounds. Yeah, no, it looks like it's not. Actually, Richard Simmons comes up when I search that, so.
Maybe people are just spelling shit wrong.
Maybe. Let's see. I want you to learn to love exercise. Now, where was I? Back to what I was saying about the eating, guys. Many of you have heard me talk about how I first learned to eat properly. I wrote out all my portions I was allowed for each day. And listed those foods on pieces of colored construction paper. Each day as I ate, I would move my pieces of paper to track my eating, and that turned into something I was very proud of. A set of cards called Deal-A-Meal.
Oh, Deal-A-Meal, okay.
I know a lot of you out there in radio land remember it. I added that.
Radio? Okay, good.
Well, over time, I kept updating Deal-A-Meal, and it eventually became my food mover. But it still teaches you how to eat with proper portions and how to eat with balance. Now you just close your food mover windows. Oh, you close them instead of opening them. I thought you opened them, but you close them. Windows instead of moving cards. That's what my food mover is. It's the latest version of my healthy eating plan. Basically, my eating plan needed to move into the 19th century, so I created the food mover. In another 20 years, I'll move it into the 20th century. And then after I'm dead, someone will probably just forget all about it.
You know what, though? At least he's updating it a little. You know, at least he hasn't, you know, decided to just ignore it.
That's true.
You think anyone does it?
People must do it.
I guess. I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think anybody who is, I'm going to say, under the age of 40 and wants to lose weight is going to go by Richard Simmons.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, honestly, until tonight, I hadn't thought of him in a long time.
I only think of him when he randomly pops up on TV and I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is Richard Simmons doing on my TV?
Yeah. I mean, he was... We used to see him all the time on TV when we were young.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I saw him on these Deal-A-Meal and Food Mover commercials.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, yeah, I'm going to say under 40 definitely nobody under 30 is going to him for help.
No.
With, I mean, like, they got the Biggest Loser and shit now. Like, that's where they're going to turn. They're going to look to Jared from Subway more than they're going to look to Richard Simmons.
Definitely. Jared. What a fraud that guy is.
Let's see. Where was I in this? I don't even know. I kept updating it. Food Mover. It teaches you how to eat healthy and then guides you along the way, whether you are using it to lose a little weight or to lose a lot of weight. And when you reach maintenance, the Food Mover is there to guide you too. Does that mean reach maintenance?
Is it real maintenance?
Yeah, that's what, oh, maybe it just means maintaining a weight.
Oh. So you reach your goal to maintain or whatever.
Yeah. When you order my Food Mover program, you get my fabulous Royal Purple Food Mover to track your foods. Each day you get your calorie cards. Use these to set your Food Mover to the proper calorie level, and you get two booklets. First one is instructions and a blast-off food plan. It helps you to figure out your goals and teaches you what your calorie level should be. It also guides you through the first week of my program, which I call blast-off. In fact, I have menus planned out for the whole blast-off week if you'd like to use them. Or, if you've already got the hang of things, you can choose your own foods.
He's like, you really don't need to buy any of this shit.
I mean, really, it's all about just watching calories and stuff. But, I mean, buy it. Then the second booklet is the exchange guide and meal ideas. This is the booklet that really teaches you about your foods. The foods in this booklet are divided by food groups. You look up the food you want to eat, and this booklet tells you what windows to close. Then in the back of the book, we teach you more about what your windows are worth. Soon, you'll be able to break down your own recipes you make at home or figure out how to count restaurant foods based on the information they post on their websites. You'll still be eating great foods. It's all about balance, portions, accountability, and a lot of dick sucking. No. and the Food Mover also gives you a place to track your water intake, and it reminds you to get in your exercise and vitamins. With the Food Mover, you don't have to keep track of calories, fat grams, and carbs. You can focus on your food choices instead of math problems.
Oh, I hate that.
That's for the points people. He's like, look, if you're too fucking dumb to add single-digit numbers, have I got the thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a big fucking dummy.
I didn't mean to step on his joke a little bit. Let me go back here.
Oh no.
You can focus on your food choices instead of math problems. Nobody wants to have to do algebra to figure out their meals, right? Am I right, guys? Guys, is this thing on? Anybody? No. Right. I'm gonna go in a corner and cry into my Swarovski crystal tank top. And you may have heard me talk about six steps. I have not. I talk about them in the love.
He's always just like, you've heard. You watch my shows and my shit.
Yeah. As everybody knows. Nope. Don't know. Or maybe you've heard me mention them in person. Nope. Or here on my website. Nope. Well, my Food Mover reminds you of those steps each and every day as you close your motivator windows. Oh, there's motivator windows too. What's different about the 2009 Food Mover? All right, well, it's 4 years old, so. Well, for one thing, the booklets have cute new pictures of me. LOL.
Like, see, why does he have to? He doesn't have to address his sexuality. We know.
But we've also updated our food exchanges to agree with the latest information we have. We've added a condiments section to help you figure out some of those little odds and ends you may have been wondering about. And this time, we've added an alphabetical index in the back to help you find those foods. Really? You've probably had this thing for like 20 years, and just now you're adding an index?
Yeah.
It's like Apple with fucking... Oh, this time we've added a flash to the camera. Well, thank you. I had a flip phone that did it, you know, 15 years ago, but I guess, you know, that's fine.
Now, the headphone jack's on the bottom.
That's amazing. Well, now, alphabetical index. I know sometimes maybe you aren't sure what food group something belongs in, so now you just look it up in the index. We decided to use the same technology based on the dictionary, which is really old.
The same DC technology?
Yes.
Based on the dictionary.
Yeah, dictionary's in alphabetical order. Somebody needs to know about a word, they look it up alphabetically. It's how things have gone for hundreds of years. Now finally fat people can enjoy it too.
He is something.
They are no longer oppressed. So there you go. That's what my food mover is. I know a lot of you already own my sweating DVDs. Nope. So you're already moving your body with me. Nope. Won't you move your food with me too? That sounds dirty. Love, Richard.
Did it say love, Richard?
Oh, yeah. Of course it says love, Richard. Oh, he has a new song.
He has a song?
He has a song. Here's the cover of my new song, Hairdo. And you can watch the official video.
I think we may, at the very least, are going to have to put Hairdo up on Twitter, or at least, you know, the link.
Guess how many views Hairdo has?
Am I going to be, is it shockingly low or shockingly high?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Words cannot express what is happening right now on this video.
Good? Bad? Both?
Here's the thing. It has... I gotta pause this. It has a very high production value.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
I was expecting really, really shitty production value.
You're also probably remembering him from back, like, in the late 80s, early 90s with that terrible picture quality and everything.
True, but...
Also, yeah, you're right. You would expect it would be terrible.
he's also singing and, I guess, kind of rapping, almost.
Oh, yeah?
And I think they just auto-tuned him, too.
I mean, he did have such a great singing voice.
Oh, here he is in drag.
Oh, really?
Yep. He looks like a Atlantic City cocktail waitress with like a beehive haircut.
So he's very, very straight is what he's saying.
Yes. This video is 4 minutes long.
Wow. So does like this song get released or is it just like just for video?
Let me see. Wait. Get the single on iTunes.
So. Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
Hairdo.
Hairdo.
Hairdo. And he's got like stones glued to his face.
So it's terrible.
All right, here. Let me read you the. Let me read you part of this. I think this is the hook. Short, long, straight, or curly. Get something cute. Get something girly. Short, long, straight, or curly. Get something cute. Get something girly.
Those are the lyrics?
That's the hook.
Oh. The hook.
Wow, I can't believe... Okay, so number of views, take a guess.
100,000.
100, close. 143,861.
Nice. Wow.
So, yeah, apparently he's got a whole lot going on. I want to see what his latest DVDs are. I want to see if he has sweating to the 90s yet. Is he up to that?
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, he's trying to stay current.
Okay, let's see what sweating on the oldies 5 is. Nope, he's still going. He's still going with old songs.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sweating to the oldies 5. Soul Man, I Want You Back. Think, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Downtown, Where the Boys Are.
Yep.
Hit the Road Jack. These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I Heard It Through the Grapevine. What the World Needs Now.
How do you dance to What the World Needs Now?
That's the last song, so I'm assuming it's the cooldown.
Oh, maybe you're right. Shut up, Keith.
You're like, how fucking dare you? how dare you stand up for this guy?
Jerk off.
Super toning, totally toning. Look at these great tracks. Everlasting Love, that's the warm-up. The Greatest Love of All, Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
Physical, of course. And then the Greatest American Hero theme, and that's the cooldown.
Awesome.
Running time for that is over 25 minutes.
For the video? Or, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I know I shouldn't be laughing at this, but he has a video called Sit Tight. think you can't get a fantastic workout sitting down? Well, just sit tight and join in this challenging feel-good sit-down workout that's going to improve your stamina, boost your endurance, and give you the energy you need to do all the things you want to do in life. If for whatever reason you can't exercise standing up, then this is the video workout just for you. Anyone can exercise. So in the foreground, right up front, him. In the way background, mostly very overweight people sitting in chairs.
Yeah.
In the mid ground, two women in wheelchairs working out. And I was like, at first I thought it was just people in wheelchairs. And I was like, wow, that's really a niche market that he's going for.
Yeah. But yeah, you figure you got old people, fat people, wheelchairs.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it makes sense. I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know what? He doesn't really have that many DVDs out right now.
No.
I'm looking at these. He's got like 7 right now available in his store.
Hmm.
Also, I thought the little sign didn't say come to my store. I thought it said come in my store.
C-U-M.
That also made me laugh quite a bit. Oh, you can still get stuff on VHS.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, you figure a lot of his fans probably, not that young.
There's Stretching to the Classics.
Stretching to the Classics.
Oh, my God. Roses are red, violets are blue. Here is a stretch tape I made just for you.
Oh, man. He is really, really gay.
there's classical music you have loved and heard, and to your surprise, I don't utter a word. From the tips of your fingers to those 10 little toes, I'll get rid of your aches, your pains, and your woes.
And your woes? Oh, all of a sudden, my daughter is not going to be in love with some loser?
Yeah. Let's see. Toning up Broadway VHS. It's time to tune up those muscles and get them singing like the chorus in a Broadway show. And this sassy, sultry...
What's the third word?
This sassy, sultry... I don't know why it's sultry, but...
I thought sultry was like a...
Sultry is now forever ruined for me.
Yeah.
A 20-minute total body toning workout is the way to do it. Don't cry for me, Argentina, because it's time to tighten those glutes, firm your triceps, tone that chest and back and all that jazz. Life is a cabaret.
It's so poorly written.
Life is a cabaret, but you've still got to work. So grab your firming cords and let's let's five those muscles real star quality. Okay, places, everybody, I promise, when you start toning on Broadway, your body will get rave reviews.
Oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, toning downtown. All right, now here's the question. is toning downtown based on toning your
downtown area?
Your downtown area, your nether regions? Doing those Kegel exercises, or is it some kind of like urban music video or like Motown video? What do you think? Or is it both?
No, I'm gonna say that like it's all like, yeah, more like R&B music or something. I don't know.
All right, let's see. Tone in Downtown VHS, toning chords not included. Hey, are your hamstrings living up to your to their name?
Oh boy.
Ever feel like you've got buns of squash? You get it? Because this it's usually buns of steel, but yeah, squash is, you
but
know.
But squash is like.
No?
Well, be, yeah.
Man, these jokes really
Who's
hard working.
Right the shit?
If only Richard Simmons was a stand-up comedian instead.
Oh.
He's in the comedy club just trying to make all these terrible jokes.
No one's really.
What's the deal with airline food? It's so fattening, right, guys? You're not even sure what's in it. Can't deal a meal with that, right? Right?
Oh, and he's just trying to push his stupid products.
What's the deal with skinny people anyway? What are you trying to hide from us?
What's the deal with sleeves? I don't like them.
Does anybody know why I wear these short shorts? Let's see, it's not so you can not see my ball bag.
Oh. Do you think that ever happened, like, when they were filming his videos and just, like, his ball bag just falls out of the shorts?
I'm assuming, well, you know what? Probably once.
You would have to, but, yeah, I mean, especially, like, if he's all hot, like, I say it was really warm and your balls get all, like, saggy.
Because, I'm assuming he's wearing a jockstrap.
Yeah, maybe.
But.
Maybe he doesn't want to be all constricted.
I guess not, but. Strength isn't just about toning up. It's also about toning down. So come downtown with me for an incredible lower body conditioning workout that I'll leave you with. Oh my God, cliffhanger. It doesn't have an ending.
It doesn't say.
It was probably buns of steel. Like it was probably buns of steel.
What, did it have the songs on it?
What?
The songs. Does it have the songs that he does for that particular
Well, hang on. That was at the top. Here's a description of the Oh, wait. Oh, that's weird. They have part of the description at the top and then they repeat the whole description at the bottom. All right, hang on. Let me find my place again. That'll leave you with
cuz it was so well written.
That'll leave you with gorgeous glutes and legs and legs to die for. We'll warm up in our own we'll warm up in our one with a W, one Broadway show number, but there's no need to run around Sue. Just grab your toning rings and bring me under the boardwalk for some squats, lunges, calf raises, and floor work unmatched. Yes, bring Richard Simmons under the boardwalk for some floor work. He'll love it.
Sounds disgusting.
On a mat shaped like real 45s, since you'll be breaking all the records for the strongest legs and buns in the neighborhood. Who wrote this shit?
Some fucking idiot. Either that, it was just him.
I hope they're shaped like real 45s and they're just really small with a hole in the middle. So guys are like, yo, Richard, what am I supposed to do with this? It's just got a hole in the middle. I know.
What do you think you're supposed to do with it?
Tell you what, I'll stand on this side. You stand on that side. Let's see what happens. Oh, and I have to get some exercises to make your stomach absolutely fabulous. It really says absolutely
it
fabulous.
Doesn't say fabulous. Perfect.
I promise this is not the same old song. It really works. So, stand by me. for this terrific lower body toner, because you know I'll be there for you.
Oh, my God. I mean, really, just...
I really want him to do a new one with, like, newer songs on it.
It'd be like a kids' bop.
Or do like, an all-rap version. Or, no, do, like, a mix. So he's like, look, we'll build up those abs with or without you, so you might as well join. And you're like, really, Bono agreed to this? Yeah, just the all you two version. So don't go to a restaurant where the streets have no names.
I would like to see the rap version, though. I would like to see what he does with, like, Bitches Ain't Shit.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of those love handles, because those bitches ain't shit. And exercise with the girls, girls, girls.
Not that I would, though.
And pretty soon you'll be beating away that gold digger.
Oh. He would probably think it was... No, you know what? He wouldn't even know what any of that means.
Well, I guarantee he's not the one writing this.
I hope not. Well, actually, no. I hope he is. What's his meal thing?
Deal a meal or a food mover?
Deal a meal ain't nothing to fuck with.
There's so many... I'm sure there's so many possibilities that we're missing out on right now.
I know. It's not like we don't listen to hip-hop either.
You'll get biceps so big you can fuck with Dre.
I think him and Richard Simmons are almost the same age at this point.
Meanwhile, all like the 60-year-old women are like, wow, Richard Simmons really took a weird turn.
Yeah. I don't know who this Dre character is.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this anymore.
Oh, can you see them all dancing to it? Bunch of fucking old women, old fat women who dancing to fucking girls, girls, girls.
Oh my God.
Just shaking their asses.
And they're not even all really that fat. They're all just like, just average old women.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all like 50, so their ass is just real, real dumpy.
Can you imagine, like, they sign up and they're like, oh, we're finally going to get to be in a...
A
Richard Simmons thing. And they come in and they're all standing around. And then he's like, okay, people, let's go. Just follow me. We'll do this. It'll be great. And then all of a sudden, like, Drop It Like a Talk comes on. and they're all in the middle of the workout. And then they're like, what the fuck is going on around here?
Yeah. Special guest, Lil Jon.
What? Okay.
Oh, they'd love it.
You know what? I would buy that.
Yeah, or at least rent it or something.
If that came out on vinyl, I would probably buy it. He does a lot. He has some blogs and stuff. And
is he on Twitter?
I don't know. We haven't looked at a celebrity Twitter in quite some time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh my God, please let this be him. Yes, and his official...
Oh, he's got the little check mark?
Twitter name is The Weight Saint.
The Weight Saint?
Yeah.
It doesn't even, like, rhyme. Weight and saint don't rhyme.
This is, okay, actual tweet from Richard Simmons. Just kiss my dog, Haiti, 100 times, dot, 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 and made her smile.
Oh. Do you think he ever has the maids do the Twitter updates?
Maybe.
That's why he has to have two of them. One's cleaning up all the cum on the floor, and the other one's tweeting.
Oh, God. There's a story I've wanted to tell you for, like, 2 weeks now.
Oh, yeah.
I was at Giant Eagle.
Okay.
A ways back. And I was at the deli counter, you know, getting some lunch meats.
Yeah.
And a dad comes up with two daughters. I'm going to say under 10. And the lady behind the deli counter... got his first order, but was like, oh, is there anything else? Do they want a slice of cheese? You know, because you go to the deli counter, they give the kids the cheese.
Yeah, the slice of American cheese, yeah.
Yeah, which is really bad, because now when my niece goes with my sister, at one point, I don't know if it's still this way, but at one point she was like trained to know that she was going to get cheese.
Yeah, I think
it was like Pavlov's dog. So like my sister, even if she didn't need like deli meat, like she would go by and she'd be like, cheese, 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 cheese.
Yeah.
My sister's like, ah, why did I do this? But yeah, anyway,
kind of that way.
So the girls get their cheese and the dad keeps ordering and somebody else is helping me and I get my last thing. But as I'm getting last little bag, whatever you call it, my last order, old gentleman walks by, turns to the dad and says, how about a lollipop for them? And the guy was like, nope, they're good. Thank you, though. All right. And then the old man just keeps going with his little cart. And I'm like, did he just try to give the kids a lollipop?
So
hang on, though. Because I keep walking behind him, and he attempts to stop another woman with a kid in the cart. And he starts to reach in his pocket, and he's like, how about a lollipop for him? And she either doesn't hear him or just ignores him because she's disturbed by the idea. And just moves on, and he seems kind of bummed out, and he's like, oh, well, and then he just keeps on shopping.
How old would you say this gentleman is?
I'm going to say late 60s, early 70s. Because either that or he might have been older, but he was very spry for his age. He moved very quickly. He did have the very short pants, so I don't know if that helped. They kind of look like the pants of Luca Brasi and Godfather.
Yeah.
Like, they obviously weren't made quite right for him. So I don't know if that helped with his mobility, but he moved very quickly.
Huh.
So I'm gonna say late 60s, early 70s.
So, now, the problem is that this old man was probably just trying to be nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he meant only nice things.
But this day and age, you can't really do that. And it sucks. But you can't be going around trying to give candy to little kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He was doing the right thing asking the parents. Because it would have been much creepier if he was just walking up to
just going to the kids.
Yeah, just walking up to the kids. I'm like, hey, how about a lollipop? That would have been weird.
Yeah.
I think it is weird, though, that the lollipops were in his pocket for such a long time. Like, who knows how long? Because you figure, he's had lollipops in there. He puts them in there.
Yeah.
Goes out, approaches strangers, and is like, hey, have a lollipop for them. And everybody turns him down.
So they could have been in there for months or a year.
He probably has very old lollipops.
Yeah, because he's not eating the lollipops. He's eating the Werther's original. He's got in this other pocket.
And I'm sure he's just putting the lollipops next to the tray that he puts his little, his change and his watch on and his wallet and all that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So every morning he gets up and he gets dressed and puts the lollipops back in the pocket. So that's a problem right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's my concern. Here's my biggest issue, though. Why not me?
Why do you get asked?
Why don't I get a lollipop, huh? Why can't anybody get a lollipop? Why does it have to be a kid? Huh? I love a good lollipop. Now,
would you have accepted it?
No. But the point is, he could have asked.
So basically, you're upset that you didn't get asked for something that you didn't want.
Exactly.
Okay. I get it now.
He should have said, he should be asking everybody if they want a lollipop.
You can't go asking everyone, though, because how many lollipops do you have? You got to pick and choose.
He probably has a trunk full of them in his car. I mean, I'm
Can
sure.
Can you imagine how melted they'd all be if they were the trunk of a car?
I was going to say, I imagine.
It's just like one giant mass of lollipop.
I'm sure they're all mashed together, you know, with just wax paper and sticks just randomly in there. So God forbid he ever gets a flat tire. He's never getting to the spare.
Oh, underneath just, that? Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
Like, he's probably giving people rides to the airport, and they're like, oh, just, let me just put my luggage in the trunk, and he's like, nope, nope.
you're never going to get it out. You're going to have to sit with it on your lap.
Back seat is fine. He was like, I once put groceries back there in the summer of 89. The thing just swallowed them.
They're still in there, as far as I know.
Perfectly preserved.
Oh.
He's like, at this point, if there's a mosquito in there, we could get it out, pull out the blood, and clone whatever it drank.
Yeah.
it's like Jurassic Park, basically. It's what it
Unfortunately, does. I don't think it'd been a dinosaur, so we're just going to be cloning some dead meat.
Yeah. Actually, it might just be another version of me. I'm not sure.
Oh, I mean... Basically, this man has the blob in his trunk.
Yeah. It just eats whatever. He's like, but, I'm pretty sure I once tried to pick up a hitchhiker and I wanted him to see if he wanted any candy. He said, yeah, so I opened up the truck. When he reached for one, the thing just pulled out and grabbed him.
He was actually a hobo. His bindle is sticking out of the fucking lollipop.
I had to saw off his foot, but... But yeah, there's that thing of groceries and possibly my wife. I'm not sure. She might have just died. I'm not sure.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He's approaching people in Giant Eagle in the parking lot. He's like, how about a lollipop? They're like, no, you might abduct my kid. Trust me, lady. I got no room in the trunk.
That kid is not fitting in this trunk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just no good.
I feel like that man belongs, what he's doing, he belongs in a time that is long past. And he seems, I'm sure he's a nice man. He probably didn't actually saw any hitchhikers off, that ankles off, but, you know.
he probably didn't do that.
I'm saying probably. I don't know. This guy could be an absolute monster. But, you know, it sucks. You know, you can't be nice. You can't, you know, you got to keep your distance from the kids. Trust me, I know.
I'm sure you do. I mean, court orders really help with that, but...
The anklet just...
It just... You know, it's just so fucking annoying when it goes off, so.
Yeah, I know. Even when you just drive it by a school, you know?
Yeah, you just get close enough, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you're just looking for directions when you wander in. And you go, I'm an old man, I'm lost, I'm confused.
I'm confused. And then all of a sudden someone's putting you in handcuffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens sometimes. It's life.
It's life of the big city. Or a giant eagle.
But I couldn't believe that when I was watching, I was like, does he think that'll work?
Yeah. Now he's not only is he in the wrong time to be doing this kind of thing, he's also very misinformed about the state of the world where people are not allowing their kids to just take candy from people. You know, I don't why do you think this is okay? Or maybe you think it's okay, but why do you think that they're ever going to accept said candy? Especially after it's been in your trunk for so long.
Well, yeah. I mean, the weird thing is that he thinks parents are going to be cool with it, but...
Yeah. You know what? Like you said, though, at least he was asking them.
Here's the thing. Do we ever go back to that time where we can trust people like that?
Doubt it.
You don't think we ever make it back?
I mean, not in the way our society is and will continue to go, unless there was some major upheaval and we kind of restarted shit. That's the only way I can see it. Because what did your parents teach you to do? Not accept shit from strangers, right?
That's true. That's why I was so scared about the guy on the porch.
Right. So what are you going to teach your kids to do? Not accept shit from strangers.
Yeah. I mean, especially if a guy is coming up to you asking you if you want a lollipop.
Yeah. Now, if he's offering blowjobs, I mean, you know, whatever, but
yeah.
Candy, that's bad news.
All right, let's bring it all together, though. Richard Simmons comes up, asks you if you want a lollipop. What do? You take one?
Can I ask him where it's been?
That's fair. That's a fair question, I think.
No, I'd say I would. I would, because you know why? It'd be a great story. And I'm not even saying that I would eat the lollipop. But if I called you up right after and I was like, hey, I just got a lollipop from Richard Simmons. Great story right there.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, my next question would be, what flavor?
Definitely cherry. He's only got cherry.
He's only got cherry ones.
And I don't even like cherry lollipops. I don't like cherry flavored candy.
But you would still take one.
I would take it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think especially if he has just a basket of them that he's carrying around for some reason.
Yeah, he's prancing around with the basket. It would make it all worthwhile.
You know, maybe he has two flavors. He probably has two flavors as like a test. I'm trying to think of what those two flavors would be to tell whether you like girls or guys.
I don't know.
The one's fishy, the other one's very salty.
That's gross.
Would you like a lollipop?
Yeah, this one tastes fishy.
this other one tastes like a salt lick. Well, that's...
Is it all right if your kid has this? Good God.
Do you... But, can I ask why you have these two flavors? You can, but I won't tell you.
Did you buy these or make these?
After a really long time, he's like, you can take both if that's what you're into. And you're just like, you know what?
I've had both before.
And then you call me up and you're like, dude, I just took two lollipops from Richard Simmons.
I think he thinks I swing both ways. But I don't care.
I'm like, why? What were the flavors? You're like, one was fishy. The other was salty. And I'm like, oh, I guess that makes sense why he would draw that conclusion.
He thinks I'm weird.
He thought it was unusual, but... What's really weird is that when I opened up the salty one, his number was written on the inside. My next question, why did you open that one? You're like, I shut up. No reason.
We're not having this discussion.
Nothing to see here. Well, I can't believe we dedicated most of an episode to Richard Simmons.
I know. But you know what? That was okay, because we added the pot at the end and kind of brought it back, so... Although we did dive right back into Richard Simmons, like.
No, it's one of those rules of comedy. You gotta try and tie it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that we don't do a lot.
Every once in a while, you have to do a callback. All right. Well, that's it for Butcher Wrong. I'm Keith Bodella.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember to join our contest and, head over to podcastland.com to vote for us. For the contest, go to our Facebook page. The rules are up there. But yeah, like our page, go to it, hit share it with your friends, and write a little review on iTunes is probably the easiest way for people to do it. But there's a version if you only have Twitter. You can do it that way too, I guess. Whatever works for you guys. I don't care.
We're very open.
Yeah. I mean, not like Richard Simmons open.
No, not, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, we're not two lollipops open. We're one lollipop men, but...
Yeah.
That sounds even worse.
What do you think me and Keith do when we get together?
Yeah. We're just a couple guys having lollipops.
And just sucking on lollipops.
Just mouths full of lollipops. Shit, where was I in that club? Oh, remember, no regrets. And if a man offers you a lollipop, make sure he takes it out of his pants first.
And that's the salty one.